Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Today, the Humboldt County Coroner's Office identified the victim of Wednesday's fatal collision at the intersection of Booner and S Streets in Eureka as 68-year-old Nina Winogradov. The 53-year-old male driver of a Chevy Silverado was driving eastbound on Booner when he turned north on S and struck Winogradov. The force of the collision caused major blunt force trauma, and the victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Eureka police are still investigating the incident and were out at the scene for more than 6 hours on Wednesday. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department's POP team conducted an enforcement operation at a motel in the 1600 block of 4th Street on Wednesday. Detectives watched as two probationers, 48-year-old Peter Barrett and 29-year-old John Ogborn, walked quickly away from a vehicle. Detectives detained the two men, and a search revealed that Ogborn was in possession of a loaded .22 caliber pistol, while heroin was found in Barrett's possession. Both men were arrested and booked into county jail. Detectives then searched a motel room connected with the two men and contacted William Abar, who was cited and released. Detectives recovered a stolen flat-screen TV taken during a residential burglary last week and other items believed to have been stolen as well. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in Blue Lake came across a stolen vehicle in the parking lot of the Blue Lake Casino. The deputy parked where he could not be seen but could still watch the vehicle, and after about 15 minutes, three suspects, two men and a woman, left the casino and got into the stolen car. As the deputy attempted to make a traffic stop, the driver of the stolen car sped away, leading the deputy and other responding units on a vehicle chase that ended on a dead-end road, David Lane in Fieldbrook. The suspects then all fled the scene on foot and ran into heavy brush. One of the three suspects was apprehended by a resident who saw him walking in his driveway while deputies were conducting a search. That suspect, 21-year-old McKinleyville resident Dana Cooley, was arrested on a probation violation and resisting arrest and was released on his own recognizance. The driver is described as a white male adult, 5'4", 130 pounds, with a goatee. The female suspect was described as dark-skinned, possibly Native American or Hispanic. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Sheriff Department's community response team and Rio Del Police served a search warrant at its storage units located at the old Eel River Sawmills Industrial Park following numerous complaints from private citizens. Deputies found a large indoor marijuana grow in the units that contained more than 4,000 growing marijuana plants, processed bud, along with peyote. They also found evidence that the grower was living on the premises, along with two pit bull guard dogs. While they were on scene, 32-year-old Jeffrey Davis arrived at the scene and was arrested and booked on cultivation and possession charges. Davis's girlfriend was called to take care of the dogs, and the marijuana was confiscated by deputies. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A reminder that the Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 28-year-old Garrett Rodriguez, who was reported missing by his family earlier this week. Rodriguez told his father he was headed to Humboldt County to work on a marijuana farm near Murder Mountain and has not contacted his family in 6 months. Rodriguez is an adult white male, 5'8", 180 pounds, with black hair and green eyes. He was last seen driving a 1998 Toyota pickup truck. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. On Wednesday, the California Business for Education Excellence named Sunny Bray Middle School an honor roll school for 2012. The middle school was recognized for getting its students to grade level proficiency and beyond. Principal of Sunny Bray Middle School, Linda Yeoman, said, and I quote, "I am very proud of the students, staff, and parents. Their commitment to education and to Sunny Bray is reflected in these results," end quote. In addition, the school recently received a Title I Academic Achievement Award for 2012-2013 for meeting the educational needs of impoverished students. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.